Not content with euthanizing your grandparents, pumping mRNA into the food supply to poison your heart, normalizing paedophilia, and riddling you with cancer via Bill Gates' highly carcinogenic fake meat, the globalists at the WEF now want to give you a full frontal lobotomy via dangerous new technology that will turn humans into transmitters for 6G antennas, with or without your consent. Human beings could be used as part of an electromagnetic radiation, EMR, antenna system by wearing a special copper-coiled bracelet, according to a team of World Economic Forum-affiliated researchers at the University of Massachusetts Amherst and Delft University of Technology in Holland. The researchers said that they developed a low-cost way to harvest the radio frequency radiation that gets leaked during visible light communication, a technology they say is likely to be used in the coming 6G networks. But some critics allege that using human beings as antennas for 6G is disrespectful to the human body and may have unknown health implications. I am diametrically opposed to this type of work, especially given the paucity of medical research on using the human body as an RF antenna, said Dr. Brian Hooker, Children's Health Defense Chief Scientific Officer and Professor of Biology at Simpson University. This type of technology makes the human body an RF collector and ignores the health implications of EMR altogether, Hooker told The Defender. However, Bill Bathgate, an electrical engineer and certified building biology environmental consultant, said it wasn't feasible to think that wearing the bracelets would not increase people's exposure to RF. That's not possible, he said. Commenting on the WEF plans, Bathgate said, "This is one of the worst ideas ever. It uses the human body as a telecommunications point in some kind of network grid and could result in health effects we can't predict," he said. Given the WEF's track record, I think we can predict that the health consequences will be disastrous for the average person. Think about the COVID-19 vaccination rollout and the recent revelation that Bill Gates' fake meat products are highly carcinogenic. Check out our recent videos about 5G and the fake meat scam for more information. Whatever you do, do not underestimate these people. They are mad, drunk on power, and they do not have our best interests at heart. And their plans have been in the works for years. This is why we have to take steps to protect ourselves from their evil agenda. The People's Voice has partnered with our friends at Goldco to help you protect your money from the globalist elite and the central banking cartel. The globalist wants you to own nothing and be happy. They want you enslaved. Their plans are so advanced that they're not even trying to hide their intentions anymore. While the woke sheeple are blindly following and accepting their fate, we don't have to accept the same fate for ourselves. Protect everything that you have worked hard to earn and worked even harder to save. Visit tpvlikesgold.com for more information and protect yourself from the globalist elite. Protect yourself from Biden's hyperinflation, dollar devaluation and full-blown recession. The US dollar has lost 85% of its purchasing power since 1971, when the central banking cartel ripped us all off by doing away with the gold standard. Gold and silver has been a store of value for thousands of years. They have always held their value. Don't let yourself be one of Klaus Schwab's slaves who loses everything and owns nothing. It's a smart play, trust me. Now is the time to protect your savings and grow your wealth while you still can. We've chosen Goldco because they offer the white glove treatment, offering step-by-step guidance, and it only takes a few minutes to get started. It's a really painless process. They are honest and reputable. They're rated A+ by the Better Business Bureau with thousands of 5-star reviews. They have placed over $1 billion in precious metals in the hands of people like you. People determined to be self-sufficient and free and rejects the plans of the globalist cartel. Visit tpvlikesgold.com now to learn more about securing your financial future. But it's not just about protecting your savings. Thanks to our friends at Goldco, you can supercharge them. If you move fast for a limited time, you can get up to $10,000 in free silver when you open an account. Go to tpvlikesgold.com for more information. The elites are hell-bent on enslaving us in their techno-communist utopia. A patent granted to Bill Gates awarded the self-appointed World Health Czar the exclusive right to computerize human bodies and use them as local wireless networks. The human body is a vibrating, throbbing, pulsing gateway of tubes and tunnels filled with electrolytes and all capable of transmitting information, the lifeblood of the internet and the 21st century. Now it has emerged that Gates' Microsoft was granted exclusive rights to this ability of the body to act as a computer network. If this sounds too much like science fiction, then you're welcome to check this out for yourself. Microsoft was awarded US patent 6,754,472, which is titled Method and Apparatus for Transmitting Power and Data Using the Human Body. It really should be science fiction if you stop to think about it. Did anybody consult you about whether you're willing to hand over the exclusive rights to your body to Bill Gates? Of course, the answer is no, but Gates doesn't care. According to Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Gates has a godlike willingness to experiment with the lives of lesser humans. Kennedy Jr. goes on to warn that Bill Gates has used his money to systematically purchase powers exceeding, in some respects, those wielded by presidents, and is using those powers to experiment on human beings like guinea pigs. If you don't want to be a guinea pig, you have to educate yourself about the plans of the elite and make plans to exit their matrix of control. This is what we are all about at the People's Voice. Join our locals community to join us in our mission. The link is in the description box below. Civil liberties groups have also expressed outrage over Gates' move to patent the human body. Body parts, in this case skin, should not be in any way patentable, said Jim Thomas of the ETC group, which monitors developments in technology. But there is support for Gates from the globalist elites with whom Gates is working hand in hand. Klaus Schwab's right-hand man, Yuval Noah Harari, says there's no question that individuals will have no say whatsoever about whether their bodies will be used in this technology. According to Harari, the designer of life will no longer be God. The WEF are going to be the designers of the future of life.
Within, say, 200 years, to give a conservative estimate, there won't be Homo sapiens on planet Earth.
200 years?
200 years, and I think this is a conservative estimate.
Wow.
Maybe even 100 years. It's not that we'll destroy ourselves in some calamity. Much more likely, we will use advanced technology, biotechnology, nanotechnology, direct brain-computer interfaces to upgrade Homo sapiens into different kinds of beings, beings which are different from us much more than we are different from Neanderthals, beings which will have different bodies, different minds, different brains. I mean, the big products of the coming century will not be shoes or clothes or cars or weapons. The big products of the 21st century are going to be bodies and minds. So I think we are heading towards the upgrading of Homo sapiens into gods. The people who believe in natural selection, I think they're obviously right about the past. But the people who believe in intelligent design, they are right about the future. Mm. The future of life belongs to intelligent design, but the designers, the intelligent designers, will not be some gods above the clouds. We are going to be the intelligent designers of the future of life in the universe.
Harari also explains why Gates' patent on the human body is so important. Gates was at the forefront of the computer science revolution, according to Harari, and he is also at the forefront of the revolution in the biological sciences. And guess what? According to Harari, Bill Gates' two revolutions are about to merge in one big scientific experiment.
Hacking human beings, the ability to hack humans, to understand deeply what's happening within you, what makes you go. And for that, the most important data is not what you read and who you meet and what you buy. It's what's happening inside your body. So we had these two big revolutions, the computer science revolution or the infotech revolution and the revolution in the biological sciences. And they are still separate, but they are about to merge. They are merging around, I would say, the biometric sensor. It's the thing, it's the gadget, it's the technology that converts biological data into digital data that can be analyzed by computers. And having the ability to really monitor people under the skin, this is the biggest game changer of all. Because this is the key for getting to know people better than they know themselves. I often give the example from my own personal life that I realized I was gay only when I was 21. And I keep thinking about the time when I was 15, 16. How could I have missed it? You know, something so important about myself should have been obvious, but I didn't know. Now, today, or in 5 or 10 years, any algorithm of Microsoft or Amazon or the government would be able to know such a thing when I'm 12 or 13, just by monitoring what's happening in my body, what's happening to my eyes when I, let's say, I see a boy and a girl walking on the beach. Where do my eyes focus? So this is the crucial revolution, and COVID is critical because this is what convinces people to accept, to legitimize total biometric surveillance. If we want to stop this epidemic, we need not just to monitor people, we need to monitor what's happening under their skin.
Unfortunately, you and I are being lined up as the subjects of this experiment. The time has long since passed to completely reject out of hand anything that comes out of the mouths of the globalist elite. We must reject the controlling influence of mainstream media propaganda and social media thought control. It's time to break free from the shackles imposed on us by the globalist elite and defeat their plans for techno-communist transhumanism before it's too late. How can you do this? Rejecting the mainstream media propaganda and securing your financial future is a good start. Here at The People's Voice, we are determined to continue exposing the crimes of the elite and holding them to account. But we can't do it alone. We need your help in spreading the word far and wide. Please subscribe to this channel, like the video, and feel free to sign up to the People's Voice Locals community and join us in our mission. The link is in the description box beneath this video. I hope to see you there. Are you interested in reaching a large and growing audience? The People's Voice offers a unique opportunity to promote your brand to an audience of millions of engaged viewers. If you would like to sponsor or advertise on our show, please email sponsor@thepeoplesvoice.tv.